Now on WCHL, a page from D.G. Martin's notebook.
Last week, a great trip to Disney World with our grandchildren made me a little more patient with the problems in the Obamacare website rollout. Let me explain. At the check-in at one of the Disney hotels, each of us got a bracelet that took the place of a real key or key card. You just brush the bracelet by the door handle and the door unlocks. The bracelet also contains all the information about what rides and times we've purchased. Just brush the bracelet by the entry gate and a green light signals admittance. At least that is the way it is supposed to work. However, when our group arrived at the 9 a.m. park opening time, rushing to meet a 9:15 fast pass date for the Buzz Lightyear ride, the green light did not come on when my bracelet passed by the entry gate. The same thing happened to my son-in-law, Cotton. Well, the park attendant sent us to guest relations to get our problems resolved and gain entry. After a long wait, Disney crew member Mindy checked our records and confirmed that we were entitled to enter. And she pointed us to another place in the park to get our bracelets reprogrammed. Well, that's more time lost. "That won't do," Cotton said. "You could do that right here, couldn't you?" Well, Mindy grimaced, but she could, and she did. Meanwhile, her supervisor, Travis, explained that the bracelet system was still being tested. "We are in beta test 2, and we're having an 85% success rate. We think 85% is pretty good." Well, it is pretty good, unless you're part of the 15% where it's not working. Well, for the next 3 days, though, we were part of the 85%. At every ride, green light signaled our entrance to the fast pass lanes. Every vendor accepted our bracelets as payments for the many things we and our grandchildren wanted. Turns out that we're part of a massive transformation that's going to cost Disney $1 billion to put a bracelet on all visitors and connect them to everything Disney. Testing has been underway for most of this year, and Disney plans to recoup its $1 billion and much more by increasing convenience for its visitors. It will also be connecting more and more personal data about those visitors. It will be able to follow them throughout the park, learning what appeals to them. A Disney actor playing Mickey Mouse will be able to greet each visitor by name, even wishing happy birthday on that special day. And Disney can give each visitor tailored opportunities to spend more and more while in the park and also after returning home. So, what is the connection of Disney's $1 billion wristband project to Obamacare? It's a simple reminder that even one of the largest, most successful, and experienced consumer service companies cannot bring out a massive new computer-based system without confronting and fixing a multitude of unplanned kinks. And if we can understand why Disney might not be able to get it right on the first try, we should give Obamacare a little slack, too. This is D.G. Martin.